This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes of Sunshine for Teachers. I'm your host, Kevin Fitch. If you ever have any questions or comments, go to 5 Minutes of Sunshine for Teachers on X or Facebook and send us a message. We'd love to hear from you. There are so many things that are unique and beautiful about being a teacher in school. Something that really makes me appreciate being a teacher is that I get to remember what it was like to be a kid. Now, there aren't a lot of jobs in the world that give you that gift. Remember what it was like to dress for school as a kid? Most kids don't put a lot of thought into getting dressed. They just put on some clothes, maybe the clothes their parents put out for them, and go to school. Therefore, you'll see a lot of goofy, silly, mismatched outfits at school because kids are just being kids. The beautiful truth is, a lot of kids are completely carefree, unlike so many grown-ups. So, the way most kids dress is the last way an adult would dress. I say most kids because there's always a handful of kids who come to school dressed to the nines. Their shirts and pants or dresses are all pressed, crisp, coordinated, and matching. Belts, hair ties, hats, shoes, everything matches and is impeccably clean. And of course, their hair is perfect, combed, cut to perfection. They are completely blessed to have a grown-up at home who has the time, money, and initiative to help dress them. This handful of well-dressed kids is definitely an anomaly. The rest of the kids at school are a beautiful disaster. These are the kids whose hair is not combed or perfectly trimmed. It's clean enough. It's just wild and untamed, like it hasn't been touched since last night's shower. Their clothes are usually mismatched and a bit out of style. They're probably wearing the same Minecraft t-shirt they were wearing yesterday, except today the t-shirt is on backwards. Their entire appearance tells you that they just rolled out of bed 20 minutes before school. But the thing about these kids that's amazing is that their appearance doesn't seem to bother them. It's like they don't care. They're more concerned about kid things, like what they're going to do at recess, who they're going to play with after school, what video game they'll get to play this weekend. Now, as a parent of three boys, I fully relate to this group of kids. So many parents have a hard enough time getting themselves together for the day, let alone making sure their kids are perfectly dressed. I understand not having the resources and time to make sure your kids' clothes match and that their hair is perfectly styled. It's a victory for most of us that they had breakfast and they made it to school on time. Another thing about being a kid that we forget is that it's okay to express yourself with abandon. Some kids are not afraid to wear the glasses with the rainbow-colored frames or their favorite SpongeBob hoodie every day, or winter boots in August. They'll put stickers on their faces, paper hats on their heads, and wear their backpacks on their chests, not their backs. They live in blissful oblivion. Whatever their outward appearance may be, One of the most refreshing things about kids is that they have no problem showing how they feel. They skip down the halls with total abandon if they're happy. They'll sing a new song they just learned over and over and over. And when kids are sad or upset, they show you this by putting their heads down on their desks. There might be tears because most kids aren't afraid to cry in public. They haven't been fully programmed yet to put on that happy face in public when they're not happy, which is a great thing. As teachers, probably the number one thing about being a kid that is absolutely great is that kids can easily get excited about learning. They aren't afraid to shout out the answer to a math problem or two or three. They love to share what they know about anything and everything, usually in a lengthy story and usually at an inopportune time, like we'll be reading a passage about taking care of your pet, and Susan will spontaneously share about how her dog Dixie died last year. This leads to a lot of comments from other kids. So many have experienced some kind of loss. Your teacher instinct is to try and bring the class back on task, but their emotion is so real and important to them that you just have to let them all share their stories for a few minutes. Even spontaneous story time like that can be a teachable moment if we let it. Oh, to be a kid again, to be the kid who's blessed enough to live a carefree life. Celebrate these kids. Take joy in witnessing their kid antics. Because the kids who are not so blessed, who are having a hard life, tend to consume a lot of your teacher time. Rightfully so. I'm so grateful for everyone's support of 5 Minutes of Sunshine for Teachers. You're the power behind the words, and nothing on this podcast happens without you. If you'd like to give a donation to 5 Minutes of Sunshine for Teachers, it's pretty easy. Go to the Buy Me a Coffee page by simply typing in coff.ee/KevinFitch, F-I-T-C-H. It'll take you to the Buy Me a Coffee page for me, and you can donate whatever you'd like. And so, my friends, thanks again for listening. I'll be dropping new episodes every week, and I hope that these 5 Minutes of Sunshine are encouraging you to do the best job in the world, teaching.